with another episode of Red, White, and Brown on Daisy's Door Rack. This is Antar and Mirak, and we are going to speak about, there are only two movies this week. No, actually, there's a movie and a show. Antara, did you get around to seeing? So the movie is called Duck Duck, and it is a story of four women from different strata of society, and they decide to take a bike ride, and they bike all the way to Leh. So, very interesting story, very interesting they execute it, and we'll talk more about it in a bit. And the other is called Sultans of Delhi and Sultan of Delhi. And Sultan of Delhi is a story of a guy called Arjun Bhatia, who was a survivor of the 1947 partition. And he starts rising to power in Delhi's underworld. There is an underworld in Delhi as well. And this is a Milan Luthria movie, and it's co-directed and co-written by Supern Verma. It is a show. Sorry. Again, it's a show. It is season one. And I absolutely like it so far. But let's talk about Duck Duck first. Antra, what do you think?
So, first of all, getting a ticket to this movie was, that was a challenge. It was not playing in a theaters,
I wasn't in enough theaters here as well, and I had to really drive to get to it.
Yeah, I had to go all the way to see this movie. I didn't hate it. It was a nice movie. Probably not worth the drive I made, but... I would have loved to watch it on OTT, frankly telling you, because it has the right message. It's something you want to see when you're eating your food. And right, that's right.
I know.
Yeah, the actors are fabulous. I just feel like it sometimes became too in the face, what they were trying to do, but otherwise.
Yeah, so what I thought this would be a women empowerment movie, but it's really not so much an empowerment movie. It's more of a story. It's like a slice of life. And the whole message is that, sometimes it says the messaging of the movie is that middle of nowhere, you can find yourself. So what happens in this movie is a four women, and they embark on a bike trip from Delhi to Leh, and on these really mean bikes, and they come from very different backgrounds, but they bond on common ground, and that common ground is basically everybody has obstacles in their lives, so they're overcoming these obstacles and they become friends with each other. And and as they become friends with each other, they encounter more obstacles, and they kind of, the bond grows deeper, and they overcome this. So the story of their meeting and the story of their backstories and why they're doing what they're doing. This is a story of this girl called Shashi Kumaria, when she calls herself Sky, played by Fatima Sanat Sheikh. She's a YouTuber, and she has this thing for travel photography and bikes, and she wants to reset her identity because she is involved in an ugly online scandal. She was covering Barcelona Auto Expo on her channel, and she basically wants to make sure that she's invited as a YouTuber to cover it. So she wants to do this trip so that she needs a story that could recapitulate her back with her credibility. So she meets Manpreet Kaur Sethi, and she calls her Mahi, and this is Ratna Pathak Shah. Like, she is so cool.
Loved her arc, how she started. It was so nonchalant. Everybody else, you feel like, okay, they have a hidden motive of doing this, doing that. She's like,
I just want a bike, and I'm collecting newspaper. Collecting newspaper coupons, and I've had a dream to go in a bike trip But
No, she actually wanted the fact that she actually wanted a microwave.
She got a bag. It was so funny. So then these two get together, like, okay, we can literally change the narratives of our lives by doing all of this. And then they meet a mechanic. She's an auto mechanic, Uzma, Dia Mirza. And she wants to show her husband that she can follow her aspirations. And then there's a fourth person over here, Manjari, who is played by Sanjana Sanghi. And she's been pressured by her single mother to get an arranged marriage. And she's been meeting weird people. And so she sees this as an opportunity to live her life for the first time before she gets married. And she just, all four just get together and start on this journey on a bike. They stop at places, and the first part of the movie kind of starts kind of inconsistently in places, but the backstories were great. The only problem I had with the movie is, my God, I can't sit for 2.5 hours, almost two and a half hours, and it could have been edited in so many places.
That is what I was
It's just
saying with
stretched
you.
on and on and on. And with after the pandemic, I can't get myself to sit beyond an hour, hour and a half in one place for long. And that was so difficult, sitting in a theater with no remote to forward the movie. That's the worst part of watching in theaters. But what really made up for this entire agony of sitting in theater for 2.5 hours was the performances, because Ratna Pathak Shah is
They
so
were the
great.
performances were so good. They were so good. Like I also have the same problem with the movie. It was just too much, like too much drive, too much trouble finding tickets, too much movie. It's like this
It's
is
like
too
you
much.
spend, by the time you're done with it, you've literally spent like 3/4 of your day watching a movie. Because you've driven so far, then you watch it for 3 hours, you ate in popcorn, the wait time, then you drive back the same. It was literally taking 6 hours of your life, 7 hours of your life, and dedicating it
See,
to
it's that is nice.
poor
So
women.
I'm not saying that Zindagi Na Milegi Dobara is a perfect movie, but what they tried to do was that recreate that thing, but this time with women.
Women.
And they're not as privileged as they were, but they come with a certain level of privilege.
Dobara, as for some reason, these privileged people's movies are funnier, and they're more gripping, because you want to know what next exotic thing they're gonna pull off, right? And by the way, I heard Zindagi Milegi, not Milegi Dobara, is having a second run.
Yeah,
So
this time with girls.
they're coming back with a sequel to the movie, which I just cannot wait to watch, by the way. But having said that, what made it worthwhile to really spend the 6 7 hours watching the movie and going and coming back was the fact that Ratna Pathak Shah is such a seasoned performer,
She is so.
and she's so endearing to watch. She's a delight to watch. You just feel
I
wow.
have been watching, Sarabhai versus Sarabhai again in my free time while I work. I'm like, wow.
She's the core of the movie, and her how organic she is in her role as a Punjabi matriarch, and how she puts this entire, I mean the entire movie, that she's the core of the movie. She brings Fatima together. She elevates Fatima's performance in a big way. Dia, and also she's suffering at the hands of her husband, and it's a very stereotypical portrayal. Not problematic, but it's stereotypical. And Sanjana is probably the weakest written character of the two, but she does hold her own, and she does deliver a good performance. There's so many heartwarming moments. Sky talking to the monk, for example, and when Manjari and the truck driver have their have the talk, and he tells her, look for solutions rather than focus on problems. And then Mahi meets this foreigner who helps her bike, and because she's big, she this is the first time. And these are a lot of touching moments. But the good part about the movie is that it doesn't really need to make a point. It's slice of life. It's not a flag of feminism, and it's not preachy, and it's not asking you to do something to get something. It's
And
just
see, I get
awkward.
that. You know, I would get like that is the feeling I got from the movie. But then there were frames like this, which, you know, which serve as the movie poster of like four women on a bike. Like, yeah, like, you know, why are you giving me frames like this, which makes me
This is a
like.
long way from the from, you know, remember those movies when if they had to show a permissive woman, they would get her a cigarette. And she
Yeah.
wanted, and she did. And the moment she becomes a bahu, she's in a sari. The
Yeah.
moment she's when she's not a proper person, or she's
Yeah.
somebody of questionable character and morals, she's smoking. I mean, those are symbolisms. It's not, bahus can also smoke, and you know,
Yeah.
you don't have to. It's got nothing to do with the character if you're smoking or drinking. All those stereotypical things, I think this movie is a long way away from.
It's definitely a long way. I would have, but like, you know, my only complaint is I would have rather have this become not even Zindagi Na Mile Ki Dobara. Like, let this be a Piku. You saw how
Yeah.
Piku was like, you know, it was feminist. It like the messages you
It
don't
was
even
so
realize you got them
understated
across.
feminist, but the message
Yeah.
was so clear.
Yeah, but and you know the characters are always in conversation. You don't have like still frames like this of them walking in like tandem and doing like peeche se hawa udve hawa chal. You don't need those shosha things. Like, you know, if it's a slice of life, then keep it like Piku. Like, you know, ye log baat kar rahe, do log baat kar rahe. They might be having a very like, you know, conversation which is very deep and enlightening, but peeche se tullu pump bhi theek kar rahe. कि टुल्लू पंप पानी नहीं आ रहा है सर पे.
That was crazy. Well, you know what I liked about Duck Duck was it could have used tropes that you
Yeah.
see in stories of women empowerment, but it doesn't do that. And
Yeah.
it remains a story about these four women that are trying to break free from their past or deal with their present conflicts. And in the end, you know, the ride together just makes them different people. Sometimes you need just one experience to change your perspective in life, and these women do that. They ride and they change their personalities, and they look at the world from different eyes because they've seen beyond, but they also form a really deep friendship that helps each other overcome whatever obstacles there are. So I actually liked it. The scenery is great. I mean, that scenic views are just magnificent. That part of the world is, I tell you, it's pretty magnificent. So Duck Duck stars Ratna Pathak Shah, Dia Mirza, Fatima Sana Sheikh, Sanjana Sanghi, and it's directed by Tarun Jadeja. And it is in theaters, and hopefully it'll come to a streaming platform near you soon. But this is our review. So watch it, don't watch it.
Watch it. Watch
Watch it.
it. Watch
Watch
it
it.
when
So it's a
it's
go,
on
guys.
OTT or
Watch it
watch
for
it
sure.
if it's at a theater near you. Because
Yeah, if you don't want to watch it at the theater because there's no remote control to forward some slow scenes, then you should definitely wait for it to hit your streamer and definitely watch it then. So that's our verdict on Duck Duck. And now we're going to talk about Sultan of Delhi season one. And the show is crazy. It is
मैंने नहीं
gangster
देखा.
drama.
आई विल जस्ट बी ऑनेस्ट विथ यू. आई सॉ, आई एम इंटरेस्टेड बिकॉज आई सॉ, वाज लाइक ओ 1947 पार्टीशन इंटरेस्टिंग, एंड देन आई स्टार्टेड वाचिंग एंड लाइक ओ नो लॉन्गर दैट शुड
1960. Yeah,
बी.
it's set up in the 60s. And it stars actually one of my really favorite actors, Tahir Rasbasi. I
हाँ,
really like him as an actor. But
आई
equally,
न्यू तुम जाओगी फैन गर्ल करके.
so it is the show is based on Arnab Ray's novel, Sultan of Delhi, Ascension. And the narrative is a story of a guy called Arjun Bhatia, and is played by Tahir Rasbasin. And as a young boy, he has survived the horrors of partition. And he arrives in Delhi, and there is political upheaval when he arrives in Delhi, and he's determined to rise above the scars. But then, because of his story, he joins with, you know, partners with a friend called Bengali, played by Anjum Sharma, and they decide to get into arms trading. And then they start doing some illegal business, having under the tutelage of a guy called Jagan Seth, played by the amazing Vinay Pathak. Oh my God, I missed this guy on screen. He's so organic
Yeah.
in what he does. And there is a lot of noir element to this entire thing. You know, it's the betrayal, power struggle, ego, the clash of different underworld empires. There's violence and intrigue. And then she's in love with a girl called Sanjana, which was played by Mehreen Pirzada. And that is, you know, the romance angle. While it's going, I don't know why they had to add romance angle. It wasn't really required in the show so far. But the biggest strength in the show, I thought, was the pacing. I think, I think the story does unfold in layers, which actually makes it pretty linear and easily watched and digestible. I think the way the pacing of the story and the frames work, it helps a lot to watch. But also,
I actually, for me, the only redeeming thing, but even that could not hold my attention beyond like two episodes, was basically, I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm sure आगे जाके क्या होगा मुझे पता नहीं, मैंने पूरी देखी नहीं, बट ये जो फ्रेंडशिप एंगल दैट दे गॉट बिटवीन अर्जुन एंड बंगाली, लाइक यू नो, वो आई लव दैट पार्ट ऑफ इट. इट
या
वॉज रियली,
दे लाइक जय जय वीरू
हाँ, मतलब वो जो एक होता है ना क्लासिक दोस्त, अब पता नहीं मे भी आगे जाके धोखा होगा दे दे. आई हैव नॉट सीन इट, आई
वो
डोंट
जो
नो.
कोरियन ड्रामा के दोस्त होते हैं ना, और जो
हाँ,
चाइनीज
अरे
ड्रामा
आई
के
नो.
दोस्त होते हैं ना, जो वो यू नो लुक फॉर दोस पीपल इन रियल लाइफ, मिलते नहीं है, जो तुम्हारे लिए
कहाँ है?
सच्ची
अरे,
होते
आई
हैं।
हैव बीन वाचिंग दिस किंग द लैंड ऑन नेटफ्लिक्स.
ओ
उसमें जो उसका असिस्टेंट
यस,
है,
हाँ,
इतना
कीर्तिडा,
इतना हंसते हैं. मी एंड माय फ्रेंड वॉच इट ड्यूरिंग मील्स, एंड वी आर लाइक, ये एक तो ये नालायक कोई काम नहीं करता है, सारा काम इसके बाकी लोग करते हैं. ही इज सो ले, आई हैव नेवर सीन समवन सो अनमोटिवेटेड एंड सो अनएम्बिशियस इन माय लाइफ. ही सच अ, उसको मारने का मन करता है, एंड देन हिज असिस्टेंट उसकी लेते रहते होते. ओ
एग्जैक्टली वो एंड तक उसकी लेते रहता है, वो पूरी
हाँ,
पूरी शो में
आई
भी।
लाइक यू नो, मतलब मुझे ना वो चेबुल ड्रामास में यही अच्छा नहीं लगता कि नोबडी पुट्स देम इन देयर प्लेसेस इन अ लॉट ऑफ द ट्रेडिशनल वर्ल्ड.
बट ये इस ड्रामा
इसमें
में
इसमें
कोई थोड़ी हो,
एवरीबडी सूटिंग.
आई थिंक दैट वाज, आई लव जूनोस कैरेक्टर इन दिस, बट इवन यूनास रियली, आई मीन, अमेजिंग।
यूना यूना वाज अमेजिंग, लाइक यू नो, दैट इज हाउ रियल मिडिल क्लास पीपल आर. यू नो, इफ शी इज वर्किंग इन द हॉस्पिटैलिटी इंडस्ट्री, शी इज ऑनेस्ट टू हर इंडस्ट्री. हम लोग कोई और रिव्यू करने लग गए, सॉरी.
आई नो वी स्टार्टेड डिस्कसिंग अनदर शो, बट बिफोर
दिस
वी
टेल्स यू हाउ एंगेजिंग द
गो
शो
बैक,
वाज.
यार हमारा पॉडकास्ट जो लोग सुनते हैं वो अपना सर पकड़ कर रह जाते कि हम लोग करते क्या है, हम कुछ और बात कर रहे होते, फिर कहीं और कनेक्ट कर देते लाइक ओ या हम दोनों को, बाय द वे गाइस, इफ यू
गाइस
डिड नॉट नो,
गाइस
हम दोनों को
वॉच,
एडीएचडी
या
है,
आई
ऑफ द
रेकमेंड,
टॉप ऑर्डर.
या गाइस आई रेकमेंड इट एज अ मस्ट वॉच, एंड
Which
बाय
one?
इट आई मीन्स किंग द लैंड, नॉट दिस
किंग द
मूवी.
लैंड, ऑफ कोर्स. एंड अगर नहीं पता किंग द लैंड क्या है, वॉच, रीड द रिव्यू एंड लिसन टू लिसन टू द डोरामा पॉडकास्ट. इट इज ऑन देसी डॉट लाइव. इस पूरे सीरीज का रिव्यू इज आउट देयर ऑलरेडी सिंस इट वाज रिलीज्ड. बट बाय द वे, द न्यू शो, हैव वी स्पोकन अबाउट इट येट?
Which new
गुड डे
show?
टू बी अ डॉग,
Oh my God! So
उसका कल
you know, हाँ,
थर्ड एपिसोड आ गया, अभी मैंने देखा
मैंने
है. इट
देखा उसको 3/4.
इज सो फनी मैन, इट इज सो फनी, द एंटायर शो इज सो फनी, इट्स रिडिक्युलसली फनी. एंड इफ यू गाइस डोंट नो व्हाट अ गुड डे टू बी अ डॉग इज ऑल अबाउट, द रिव्यू इज ऑन देसी डॉग लाइव, आप देख लो प्लीज. बट कमिंग बैक टू आवर शो सल्टनेट दिल्ली, सो व्हाट हैपेंस इन सल्टनेट दिल्ली, एंड व्हाट आई रियली आल्सो लाइक्ड अबाउट सल्टनेट दिल्ली अंटर वाज द फैक्ट दैट दे डिड नॉट क्रिएट फ्रेमवर्क्स ऑफ गुड एंड बैड. You know, there's no clear
हाँ,
hero, there's no clear villain. Every character has is gray, and I really liked. But because the series jumps between timelines and generations, of course, of a protagonist lies. So it, I think just putting a year to it helps. But sometimes I felt that the you know the generation shift. Between in his life, you know, he could have done better with art design in that generation.
हाँ, see, I know, that is why, like, you know, I always gravitate towards, I have a thing for reading about partition. I watched a lot. मेरा सबका होता है, अब मेरा है, चूल, मेरे को चूल है, okay. चूल्हा मुझे, मैंने कॉलेज में बहुत सारा पढ़ा था, स्कूल में पढ़ा था आइस कैंडी मैन एंड ऑल दैट. तो तब से आई जस्ट गो आई एंड आई वॉच क्रॉस बॉर्डर थिंग्स, आई डोंट जस्ट वॉच इंडियन साइड ऑफ थिंग्स, आई एक्चुअली आल्सो वॉच अ लॉट ऑफ पाकिस्तानी ड्रामास व्हिच डील विद इट. सो
Absolutely
आई
love watching those. I can't wait for the new Netflix show with Fawad Khan and Mahira and Anjum and all of those people
आई
together.
विल सी इट, बट मुझे ना टॉपिक थोड़ा इंटरेस्टिंग चाहिए होता है, जस्ट कांट वॉच एनीथिंग. बट लाइक मेरा ये टॉपिक है, दिस इज अ टॉपिक आई ग्रेविटेट टुवर्ड्स. आई विल वॉच, आई हैव वॉच्ड डॉक्यूमेंट्रीज, मूवीज, आई हैव रेड बुक्स, आई हैव रेड डिस्कशन पीसेस ऑन लाइक यू नो द पार्टीशन, नॉट जस्ट दिस वन बट ऑल्सो लाइक द बांग्लादेश वॉर. सो फॉर सम रीजन दे इंटरेस्ट मी. तो मुझे लगा व्हेन दे व्हेन इट स्टार्टेड लाइक यू नो ओ ही स्टार्टेड विद पार्टीशन, तो मैंने I get really excited and I start watching it. And if the art design is not great, or if the
It
it's not
hits you
set,
bad. It
it
hits you
hits
bad.
you,
It
and मेरा माइंडसेट
completely
टर्न ऑफ हो
takes away
जाता
the
है. मतलब
authenticity from the
हाँ,
show. Yeah.
anything like anachronism, like you know, I can't take it. You can't just show me things that didn't exist in that period and then expect me to believe it कि ये था.
I completely get it. But having said all of that, I think Tahir Raj Bhasin is so compelling. He is so good. I mean, through the period of time in his life that they show on screen, he's done such a brilliant job. And then Anjum Sharma as Bengali, he's amazing as well. But also, I have to say, Vinay Pathak is just—he's so cruel and empathetic all at the same time. And I think only an actor of his caliber could have pulled that off. But yeah, Anupriya Goenka as Shankari Devi is really, really, really good. But and Moni Roy as Nayanthara looks glamorous as usual. But really, I would who I really really also liked were Mehreen Pirzada and Harleen Sethi, and they're all Arjun's love interests, but they are very simple characters. I really like the
कितने
simple
लोगों से
characters.
प्यार होता है इस फिल्म में?
दो लोगों से,
एक साथ एक ही साथ दो
एक ही
लोगों से
नहीं
प्यार?
नहीं डिफरेंट डिफरेंट शेड्स, डिफरेंट पार्ट्स ऑफ हिज लाइफ.
ओके, एक
बट या
कोई
आई
मर
थिंक
जाता, ही लूजेस वन देन ही फॉल्स इन लव.
Should I tell you? Should I not tell you? Give away the
मैं
spoil?
कौन सा घंटा देखने वाली हूँ बताओ.
नहीं, पर ये लोग तो देखेंगे ना. तुम कौन है? ये तुम्हारे लिए थोड़ा बोल रही हूँ मैं, ये तो अपने लिसनर्स के लिए बोल रहे. तुम भी बड़ा अपने आप को समझती हो
मैं
हीरो.
भी ऑडियंस हूँ.
मैं भी ऑडियंस. But on the whole, we had to tell you, Sultan of Delhi successfully adapts Arnab Roy's book. And it is an engaging series, and it's a dramatic. It's pretty dramatic. It captures the entire pulp and pop culture of that age, and does justice to the source material. So, definitely give it a watch. It streams on Disney Hotstar in the rest of the world and on Hulu in the United States. So, do not miss watching Sultan of Delhi. So, we got two. Go to movie, one show and one movie this week that you must watch, right? Okay, don't show me that tongue. They can't see
King the land they flew.
it.
King the land they flew.
Okay. She's highly promoting King the Land for some reason. And I'm highly promoting two other shows. I'm promoting Strong Girl Bongsoon. I love the show. It is so funny. So the new version of from the previous Strong Girl Bongsoon, which is on Netflix, and I'm highly promoting A Good Day to Be a Dog,
नहीं, वो तो दैट इज
where
गुड,
this
बट इट्स
girl,
ऑनगोइंग ना, यू हैव
if
टू
she
वेट
kisses
फॉर.
somebody, the story of the webtoon is if she kisses somebody, she turns into a dog, and then she has to kiss the same guy back within 100 days to actually prevent herself from becoming a dog forever. So this is the story that you will find really funny. Actually, it sounds pretty ridiculous
And
as we tell you here, but
what Antara did was, because she watched the first two episodes which aired, and then she was like, yeah, right now I have to go back and reread it. So
you must do again.
Andhra spent her weekend rereading the whole webtoon for the 10th time and then sending Meera screenshots of her favorite moments.
I love Cha Yoon Bo. Oh my god, he's woo. I'm ready to woo him. My god, he's so good looking. He just has this perfect face. Cha Yoon Bo has this. I don't know if anybody can be more perfect than him. But yes, This is our recommendation for the week. Go have fun, and we will see you next week with more reviews, more banter, more fun, and more recommendations. This is bye from Mira and Antara. Take care.